And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Some conservative state lawmakers just can't seem to accept that real scientists don't skew their results to service a political agenda. The latest examples in this area surround the toxic contaminant called Gen X that's been polluting the waterways of southeastern North Carolina thanks to emissions from the Chemours chemical facility near Fayetteville. Last year, GOP lawmakers refused to give the Cooper administration the money it asked for to attack the Gen X problem and instead gave a smaller appropriation to UNC Wilmington and the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority to study the issue. Last week, however, when experts from UNCW and Cape Fear reported back that the situation with Gen X remained serious, several conservative lawmakers attacked and mocked their findings. Representative Jimmy Dixon suggested that UNCW and Cape Fear had a political agenda, while Representative Pat McElrath insinuated that lawmakers were entitled to shape the content of the reports because, quote, we paid for them. Earth to the General Assembly. No scientist wants to find pollution in our air and water or that it's dangerous when they do find it. Unfortunately, sometimes real scientists uncover some inconvenient truths. Lawmakers would do well to start paying attention. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.